I get this question all the time. I'm not CEO. How do I change the organization when I'm not in charge, or there's like four levels up above me? And the answer is, of course you can't change behaviors of somebody you have no contact with. The reality is you take responsibility for the environment you can control. So if you have influence over seven people, and if we just work to create this little pocket of magic, what you tend to find is when you have well-led teams, those teams outperform all the other teams. Somebody from the team will eventually get promoted out to another team and bring all the lessons that you taught them and lead that team the same way. And then somebody there gets promoted and you have four magic teams and you have eight magic teams. What you do is you create these magical ripples inside an organization and you don't even need to convert everybody. It's law of diffusion. Having a top leader who understands this stuff just means it's more efficient, but it doesn't mean it's the only way. So don't worry about the CEO. Don't worry about the company. Just worry about what you can control.